area.
Like it's a traffic jam, right?
Exactly.
Yeah,
but, you know,
yeah.
But these pipes have to close as part of healing, and they close down. And then because there are still roads there coming off and cars are going down here in the area, and the blood is creating electromagnetic fields because it's moving charged particles through the blood. These fields provide like the Hansel and Gretel sort of breadcrumbs that tell these guys, as they finish this first phase of healing, to grow back up in the area and finish the job and regrow and revascularize the areas.
Wow.
Finishing healing.
Yeah.
But when you overstimulate it by a very virulent infectious disease or by repeat vaccinations or by immunological intolerance, all of a sudden, all of them close down. And then where's the Hansel and Gretel breadcrumb line to go bring them back to the area? You're stuck. And that's what we've done with these damn vaccines. These vessels will not grow back to this area, and all these cables remain broken in the brain. But it's not just the brain, it's the pancreas, because the Langerhans cells in the pancreas are in an end vascular territory. So when you have foreign things there that don't belong there, it's constantly calling the immune system in the area, and the white blood cells, which respond to anything from bacteria in your face for acne to splinters in your hand to infectious diseases. The white blood cells are monsters. They're like 10 to 12 microns in diameter, which is like, you know, here's a small capillary. Red blood cells are bigger, squeezed through a single file.
White blood cells
respond to all infectious diseases.
Yeah, they're the bigger ones.
Neutrophils, they're called neutrophils, and